how much of this drug do you got to take?
Bye-bye. You gone.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got some good news for Warrior fans. We need Thundercats. The Warriors are the second most likely team, according to Bet Online, to land Al Horford. 5-1 odds to land Al Horford. Second behind the New York Knicks, who are 4-1. All right. There's two more players that the... I don't know why you guys are laughing.
I'm not laughing.
You can stop asking that question.
1, 2, 3. Chris Paul is linked to the Warriors again. Just behind Phoenix, Sacramento, and the Clippers.
Let's just go dig Lincoln up Tuesday.
They have the fourth highest odds to
We've been there and done that.
Okay, and here you go. Here's your future franchise player, DeAndre Ayton, right behind the Lakers. The Warriors are 4-1 to get DeAndre Ayton.
So the Lakers are the only team in front of them.
Correct.
Oh, that would get my juices going. Man.
DeAndre Ayton.
I know how to look past, dude.
You know how to look past the league's biggest underachiever over the last 6 years.
Real quick, Zonny, Andrew Wiggins. If I asked you how many rebounds you think he averaged in his career, what would your answer be?
Four.
11 years in the league.
4.5.
Oh my God, you must have just looked at it. That is 5. I don't know why they put 4.5 just to round
He wishes.
Up. Man.
Is it 4.5 or is it 4.4?
4.5.
Okay. Well, we're trying to figure it out with the Warriors. I don't understand the panic.
Well, you lost Looney, and
I don't understand the panic.
No, I'm serious, man. TJD, they got to be right now. It's his role to be the starting center.
What about Post?
I don't think he has enough junk, and he come off the bench, and he's going to contribute. He joined the show, you and I, not too long ago. But the bottom line is, Downey, he physically is not ready to have that role, I don't believe.
At 25.
No.
Physically still not there, huh?
No, he said he told us he was in the lab, in the gym, trying to get stronger.
Well, why wouldn't he do that at 20?
There's two sides to the floor,
He should have been doing that at 20.
Well.
Like all the young players. I'm kidding.
No, I know you are.
Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Hey, Spencer. How's it going, man?
It's going good. It was my second call in today.
Oh.
You guys are definitely my, whether I'm listening in the car on the radio or just jotting around on Odyssey, I'm always listening. And
cool.
I wanted to jump in because I feel like people are missing the trade deadline. It never needed to happen this offseason when we're talking about Kuminga. It never needed to happen this offseason. I think we're going to see a lot of teams, dreams come true or not for the coming season by the trade deadline. And there's going to be teams that, are interested in a potential sign and trade. Like I do have faith in Dunleavy. I think he's shown himself to be a very capable GM. And I think whether or not it's this off season or whether or not it's, coming at the trade deadline, maybe Steve can get a little bit out of him in the year to up his value. But I also think people are underestimating the impact of Jimmy Butler on Jonathan Kuminga. I really liked when we watched those press conferences, can they play together? And Jimmy came out and was very captain-like and said, we're going to make it work and we're going to find a way. I think people underestimate the value of having a Jimmy Butler on the team to be able to kind of influence that young man, hopefully in a positive direction. If that's the case, I still think somebody's going to tender him something. Is it going to be $25 million a year? No, but I certainly think he's worth more than the tender the Warriors put forward as a starting tender.
I'd
be pretty surprised if nobody came forward with 10 or 15.
Yeah, no, that's just a tender that is the number that he would be set to make as the 7th pick 5 years in. So, yes, that number's kind of a locked in number, and yes, I would expect him to make more than 7.9 once he signs an extension, if he does sign an extension. So, but the 7.9 is just the tender, which means the Warriors still control what's going on with Kuminga. Now, as somebody pointed out, the Bucks rescinded their qualifying offer to Ryan Rollins. I gotta believe that means he's a free agent. And I don't anticipate the Warriors do something like that with Kuminga, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether they're okay with bringing him back. I don't know if he's okay with coming back.
Am I wrong to think the longer this goes that,
I mean,
makes me feel like he's coming back?
I don't, like, maybe. I don't, like, that's hard for me to answer because, you know, something could materialize a week from now, a month from now. But we knew there was not a market for him, and it had nothing to do with him. Yeah. It had to do with the market. Nobody had money this year. And so, like, and you know what? The Warriors knew nobody had money this year. That's why they probably didn't panic last year and said, fine, let him become a restricted free agent.
Okay,
we still have all his rights. We can still do anything we want with him. And whether people realize it or not, it's a cold business.
No, that ask Dame Lillard. I mean, who's got the money, and he'll land on his feet, no pun intended. But I'll say this, Donnie. So if reports are true, and let's just say GP2 is done, you're going to lose Looney. GP2 is not here, if that's in fact true. And then you're going to let Kuminga walk? Like, who fills those shoes? And you're going to, I know, Guru, you're asking to taste a meal and I just start cooking, but my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, you lose Looney, you lose Gary Payton II.
Your best on-ball defender.
Was he? I mean, he was not like.
No, I'm not saying he had the best year in the world, but Steiny,
like, do you,
when he's rolling, so he's a difference maker.
Who?
GP2. Different.
Who?
He contributes. That's all.
Okay, fine. You can get guys to contribute. Right. I mean, like, I think that's part of the problem, is it feels like some people are emotionally attached to guys that just aren't helping us as much as we need them to anymore. God love Looney. He's a 15-minute per game player.
But if he needed to play him 28, you could.
Right, and that
and
meant something went
to.
Wrong. Like, you don't want to play Looney 28 minutes. Like, Gary Payton II.
Now, what if I told you right now Looney's going to average 25 minutes in New Orleans? You wouldn't be floored.
I would bet my life savings on that.
No?
I don't think he's ever played 25 minutes a game. I think he's closer to being done than in his prime. But
oh, man. He ain't even hit 30 yet. I'm just 29. Wow, Steiny. I think he's got a lot of basketball left, man. And how many rebounds, even this last year, to where he kept possessions alive and gave guys like Steph a second, third chance? Like, we can't ignore that. Okay, so we don't need that. See you later. Thanks for what you've done, Kevon Looney. But don't take that for granted.
You bring everybody back, you're not going to be better. Yeah. Like, you have to try to get better.
Right. And maybe it's unfair that I'm not panicking, but I am curious, and I'm starting with Looney, who's not an ultra star of, okay, you think you can let that go? Let's see how you replace that. Good luck with that. And GP2, the same thing. And I ain't going to lie, Snyder, you weren't here. I was lightweight shocked that would you be surprised if he is a Warrior, GP2? Like, I'll believe it when I see it.
This is one of those things where I'm sorry. You lose Looney. You lose Gary Payton II. This is the hardest thing I've ever said. Huh. So what? Mm. I mean, really, we got three centers. Looney was the third. Gary Payton II has been banged up ever since he was a Warrior. Sure, I like him.
Well, they already said bye to him a couple years ago and he came back, but I hear you.
Let's go to City Boy.
What's up,
City? How you doing, man?
What up, guys? How you doing?
Help us out.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because fans want instant gratification. We want things to happen immediately, you know. And, I mean, I fall into that trap. You know, I wanted to see us go make a big splash immediately. But the Warriors are being pragmatic. They're sitting back. They're letting the dust settle. And there's going to be moves that they can make. But they're not going to be in a rush, and they're not going to make a bad deal. And the longer they wait, the things that are available will get cheaper. You know, and I mean, that's what the Warriors need, right? So I think we will see a move made, and I think it could be Al Horford. It could be De'Anthony Melton coming back. I don't know. He didn't sign yet with anybody, right?
Don't think so.
you know, so those are two names. And I think what they're doing, and, you know, what Matt said was exactly right about Looney and GP2. You know, it's sad to say because we love them, you know, for what they did here and what they gave to this organization. These guys are specialists. The Warriors are trying to get off all the specialists. Mm. How many specialists can you have? How many one-dimensional players can you have on a roster? And how many guys that can't shoot? You know, the thing about bringing Jimmy in is we added another non-three-point shooter. As great as Jimmy is, you added another non-shooter to a team with a bunch of non-shooters. So now you have to figure out a way to add people that are going to complement the current roster. And Al Horford, for instance, is a perfect example. I mean, yeah, you know, we probably don't want Al playing more than 18, 23 minutes, something like that. But he's going to give you a good 18, 23 minutes, and he's going to do the right things. And, you know, Kuminga, it's funny, Matt, you know, you're talking about Thompson. How, you know, Kuminga, for one thing, obviously doesn't have the basketball background, the depth of background as a guy like Thompson. The other thing is he came in to play for a championship organization, and he also plays in probably plays in the most difficult system to play in, you know. So that's an uphill battle for him. I think he's still learning. And I'll tell you what, there's no way they're trading him before they can get the full dollar value for him either. So I think, you know, I think he's going to play. And by the way, how many games are Jimmy and Steph going to miss this year? Wow. 20 each at least, you know? And how many games together are they going to miss? So Kuminga's going to get opportunity. Yes, he'll be a third option offensively if both of those guys are playing. But I think he said he was okay with being a third option. I think he said, I want to be a future All-Star. But I think he said, as of now, like, he's okay with being a third option for a year or two. But as we all know, he's going to be a second or a first option, you know, 40 nights a year, something like that.
Probably.
So, I mean, so he's going to, you know, he'll get opportunity. And he'll hopefully flourish in that within that opportunity. And when he does, his value will increase. And then we can get full dollar value with him after like December or something like that. So then we'll revisit the situation. Maybe we love him and we say we want to keep him. Maybe his value increases and we can package him with a pick or two and go get a big fish that may become available at the deadline. So I think the Warriors are leaving themselves options. They're doing the right thing. I do like the idea of bringing in a Horford, and I would love to see a Vucevic paired with him. I mean, I know I've said that before, and I'm beating a dead horse, but the longer nobody picks up Vucevic, the cheaper you can get him. And if I could, you know, I know you said nobody wants Hield or nobody wants Pods, but, you know, you do what we did when we took D'Angelo Russell, right? You sweeten the pot with a first-round pick. You say, take Moody, take a first-round pick, and, you know, and we'll take Vucevic, right?
City boy.
So,
oh, go ahead.
You know,
You're on fire. I just got to throw this name at you. We have some fun. When you hear DeAndre Ayton, you say no?
Well, that's another non-shooter, right? I mean, I, you know, in a perfect world, sure, he would do some good things for us. But the guy rebounds, and we need that. And he can defend, and we need that. Mm. The problem is if you have them on the floor with Draymond and Jimmy, you have three non-shooters. You know, geez, I don't know. I mean, anyway, and he doesn't stretch the floor. They're going to pack the paint against the Warriors and play a zone. That's how they got away with all those zones against us in the playoffs because they didn't respect our shooting.
Appreciate it, City.
Yeah, he got them off. Yeah, he didn't laugh, but I get you. So boy, how did we go from the Splash Brothers, Jordan Poole being a splash cousin, and now all we got is Steph to shoot trays? Boy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Listen, if in the next hour, there's an announcement that the Warriors have acquired Al Horford, they're better. Then they got better. They got off Looney and they have Horford. Horford's better than Looney.
All right.
And not only that, what I'm most scared about with Ayton is Kerr won't play him. He's got too many deficiencies.
But why?
Horford.
He's 40 years old. Why are you? I'm just asking. Why are you not? I'm waiting. You could have got there. I'll cut you off. Why are you not worried about how many games he can play?
I am. Mm. I'm just looking at Steve Kerr, who is, to my way of thinking, far more likely to play Horford than Ayton. And do I like the idea of Horford? Not really. No, he's 39. He's 39. But He's better than Looney.
And every shot doesn't have to City Boy's point, have to be a three. Aiden got 15, 20-footer. He hits him. He's wet from there. Top of the key.
How come they bought him out then?
Because he's an ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a what?
Oh boy.
According to Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area, the Giants have picked up the 2026 option on Bob Melvin.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
I kind of thought Aiden was coming or somebody, but baseball. All right, Bo Mel. And Bo Mel, you're right. You don't hit. You don't pitch. But you should have got thrown out when they were reviewing that cockamamie call.
They made the right call. So you get thrown out on a right call?
No, don't penalize us. Give us the homer and make the home team. It's your fans, so you may ban them. But anyway, good for Bo Mel,
I guess. You know what's funny is just the other day, I think it was John Shea in the Chronicle.
Oh, and also, by the way, the Lakers are in the running now for Al Horford.
Oh, but this is a free agent destination.
Evan, is
I'm kidding.
So Aiden must really be done. 39-year-old fashion.
Wow. Funny is, like yesterday, I'm pretty sure John Shea asked Posey about Melvin.
Okay.
Gave him a vote of confidence and put the exclamation point on it with picking up that option. Yeah. Okay.
That's got to feel good.
For who?
Melvin.
Oh, I thought you meant John.
No, like, and not that you deserved it. Yeah, we got something going.
Not that he deserved an extension, but he got it.
No, but he was getting a little heat, but now he's like, I'm going to be here. It ain't magic. I'm not going to be here. Pomeo was like, I'm going to be here.
So I forget, like, oh, that's right. He ended up, Birdsong threw at the guy. See, what I think is Birdsong threw at the guy. That meant Melvin galvanized the clubhouse, and then he got a contract extension. So something good didn't come out of that awful decision to plunk a guy from the Miami Marlins. That's called telling on yourself, too. I'm going to hit a guy from the Marlins.
Then it was 5-0. They tied it up.
Hit somebody on a team worth hitting.
Well, they're playing playing their tails off now.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks a lot, Hayden Birdsong. You really jump-started the Marlins. Way to go, Bob Melvin.
They won the first two.
Yeah. They're 8-2 over the last 10. Let's go to Tim is in Jacksonville. Hey Tim, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm usually in North Carolina. I'm visiting my mom.
Oh yeah, it's the Kaminga guy. Talk to us, Tim. Hey, yeah.
Listen, what are y'all doing, guys? Y'all do know restricted free agency. There has been about 4 to 5 teams show interest in Kaminga. There are only 2 restricted free agents with a big name. It's Josh Giddey and it's Jonathan Kaminga. Giddey isn't signed either, guys. Y'all know that his agent, his representative, can meet with each of those teams that have shown interest. They then put a package together to present to the Warriors to try and get him there. I mean, how are we taking the fact that something hasn't happened within 24 hours as a referendum that he sucks and nobody wants him? Guys, we've all said, everybody leading up to this, restricted free agency takes time. Y'all do realize Kaminga does have a little bit of power here. He can drag this out. He can meet with different people. And then they propose something to the Warriors. I mean, guys, we are utilizing today. This is the problem, right? Why, if you guys were on the air today talking about, hey, look, it's going to take some time, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, then the callers would follow your lead. But we are utilizing the fact that something hasn't happened in 24 hours to absolutely lambaste him. Guys, I guarantee you this isn't happening in Chicago for Giddey. Restricted free agency takes time.
Tim.
You know what I mean? That's not a referendum.
Yeah, Tim.
It's not a referendum that nobody wants him, guys.
Don't hang up, Tim.
Doing?
Don't hang up and don't take it out on us. I know you're a big Kaminga fan, and so I am. But hold on. In the era of information at your doorstep, all that stuff would have crept out. And you might be right. But don't sit here and act like this is hunky-dory for the Golden State Warriors, and this man is not a problem. They don't know what to do, Tim. So don't sit here and act like we're supposed to tell you 20 teams have called him to go out on a date when there hadn't been a report of one. And I'm rooting for Kuminga, but you can't do that. And nobody's lambasting him. There's no reports to him. Nobody's asking him out. And I'm rooting for the kid. But don't call us and make us out like we're doing him a disservice. Something's going on. And the Warriors are frustrated. And Kuminga's probably frustrated. But don't act like we're doing him a disservice. If there were teams lined up, Tim, that stuff would have crept out. There hasn't been one team outside of the Kings linked to Kuminga. And now that ship has sailed.
Guru, it has been the Chicago Bulls, the Miami Heat, and the New Orleans Pelicans. What are you talking
about?
Well,
the Heat bowed out today, T.
What are we doing?
Allegedly, the Heat have bowed out today from the Kuminga sweepstakes. I'm just telling you, you're talking to a Kuminga fan. I'm rooting for him. But just admit something's going on. This whole situation's backed up. It needs X-Lax. Something's going on, Tim. Everybody's not against Kuminga, man. Just keep it real. That's all.
I'm not saying y'all against them. I'm just saying we all know why everybody has said restricted free agency takes time. Why are we not saying the same thing about Josh Giddey, guys?
Because nobody cares about Josh Giddey. Nobody cares about Giddey.
All I'm saying is it is proof that it takes time, Guru. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I got
you,
Tim.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Tim, I want him to stay on the team. So I hope nothing happens. I'm hoping he stays on the team. But he had that energy like we're throwing rocks at Kuminga, and we're not. The scoreboard right now looks like nobody's asking him to dance outside of the Warriors. I don't think that's too far-fetched.
No,
Sacramento was interested while you were gone, Stani.
I mean, look, when Dunleavy gave the quote, we'd like to get something done sooner rather than later, but we know restricted free agency can – like, I'm actually – and if I've been I'm with Tim. Like, I know why something hasn't happened yet, because the Warriors aren't going to bid against themselves. – They've got to try to exhaust every avenue. And I guess my thing is they had all last season to extend Kuminga. Excuse me. They had all last season to extend Kuminga, and they didn't. So what made anybody think that they were going to be able to reach terms with him immediately to avoid restricted free agency? Like, they couldn't find a number last year. So I don't know why it would have been, why people think it might have been easier to hit a number this year. And then lastly, but not least, and this is where I'm with Tim. We've been saying for months, nobody has money. It's not necessarily an indictment on Kuminga. Nobody can just say, let's go get Jonathan Kuminga for $22 million a year. Because if they sign... If they get Kuminga to sign an offer sheet, then they got to wait until the Warriors make a decision on whether or not they are going to match it. Meanwhile, the team that signs him to an offer sheet, they got to just sit there and wait, and they've got to they can't do anything while the Warriors make. If anybody who's watched restricted free agency for a long period of time, like, this is the way it goes. That's why, in a perfect world, you don't let it get to this point, but they did.
Okay, and I'm emotional because, hey, Tim, your point was proven. Steiny, you have one. I'm going past that. I'm going past the numbers. I'm assuming he's still a Warrior, and my fear is his role. I'm fearing he's going to stay here, and they still can't solve this role for Jonathan Kuminga.
What if they're talking about that? What if that's part of what they're talking about?
Then I'll feel better when we find that out. But I'm not. Oh, it hasn't happened. I'm so petrified that they can't let him go for anything and just walk. But if you do bring him back, and he plays on that 7.9. Let's talk about the nitty gritty. What's his role? And Steiny, we've been here for 3 hours, almost four. If, according to who you listen to, in the know, It doesn't look like that's been. That's what I want to hear about.
What?
His role. But can not, he coexist but, if he were to come back here for whatever number?
But nobody's going to be talking about that right now. Right in the smack dab in the middle of
the Well, if you're the Warriors,
agency.
You should.
Well, I don't know that
they're
not. Because
lets me know if, you, if there's a role okay. for him or not.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Warriors have talked to Kuminga about his role? I think they probably have. Like, I think those are discussions that are going on. And you know what? It may be like, hey, Jonathan.
I'm being real, Stoney. How would that go? Like, I'm being real. Like, how would that go? Because we're going to talk about your role, then the money, or the money, then your role.
It's all wrapped up. I mean, what if Kuminga's agent's saying, we're not coming back here if he's coming off the bench. He's just not. The only way he's coming back here, if he's coming off the bench, is he's signing the 7-9. And then he's walking
but
at the end of the year.
We control what you do. You can say all that, but right. We control what you're going to do.
No, they don't. They do, but they don't. We'll talk. Right. That segment's brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
If I were president, I swear to God, Evan.
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sad as it is to say,
and I loved him.
Like, when we say leverage,
he has none.
The Warriors do not have to do anything with Kuminga.
Hello?
Okay. Well, then what? What if the Warriors simply do not want to offer Kuminga a multi-year deal for 20-plus million?
Then he doesn't report, and he withholds his services. Because right. At this point, that's all he could do. Nobody wants that. But I understand where you and Tim were coming from, but just, Donnie, I'm coming from the vantage point of I'm being proactive. They get something done. Okay, so that means Kerr's going to go with this whole Jonathan, getting Jonathan Kuminga a bigger role or whatever option, second or third option, all that is rectified. Yeah. So I know I'm slow down, but that's where I'm at.
What would you do right now if you're Jonathan, knowing what we know? What knowing only what we know, what would you do if you're Jonathan Kuminga right now?
Play for the 7, whatever it is, and I'm out of here as soon as that 82nd, you know, at the playoffs.
That's possible.
That's what I'm doing.
I think it's unlikely, but it's possible.
And if I were to have you rank the Slater piece from a few weeks ago where he was in Cleveland with Kuminga and just Kuminga being open and sharing with you his thoughts, some of what we know, and we were reminded of some. Steiny, on a scale of a 1 to a 10, how much weight did that carry for you?
0.
Wow.
Because you can't tell me the Warriors didn't know it all already.
Mm. Damn.
They know. They've coached this guy. They've had him in for 4 years. They've had ample opportunity to do a million things with him. They could have traded him by now. They could have started him. Every game, they could have handed him the keys to the car. They could have not played him at all. They could have signed him to an extension. They didn't do any of those things. And now here he is. And they got to figure out what to do there. And listen, I'm not a big fire Steve Kerr guy at all.
How can you?
But that's another.
Because you're saying he might be at the end. Is that what you're saying?
He's got one more year left in his deal. All right, so here's the other thing. If Joe Lacob really loves Kuminga as much as everybody thinks
he does,
well, then tell Steve Kerr to hit the pike.
But he loves Steve Kerr too, Stan.
Okay, well, then Kuminga's gone. But just taking yourself out of it's our Warriors and we love everybody, there's no chance Kuminga wants to play for Kerr.
Mm.
I wouldn't think. Mm. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. T, what's up, Trevor? How you doing?
Doing good, guys. I heard this whole thing about Kuminga. We've been talking about him for a long time, and my thought on Kuminga, he has an advance for just two reasons. Either he won't do it or he can't do it. And my feeling is that it is on him to put in the work, right? To either get better, advance in some way, or stay stuck in the mud. I feel like maybe he's not putting in the work. Whatever reason, or maybe he just doesn't fit in the system. I don't think Kerr's going anywhere over Kuminga. But I do think it's time to move off of him. There are all the things that you can throw out there in the world about why Kuminga's not working out, why this guy's better than him, who's got better numbers than him. It only comes down to, are you putting in the work? Are you advancing and becoming a better player every year and giving yourself that opportunity, that right to negotiate for a contract and get your money? Or are you stubborn? Do you just not like the system? Do you not like who you're playing for? Whatever it is, you're not willing to do it, and you don't want that player on your team anyway. Listen, I know he's a good player. I feel like he's a good player. He's not worth what he's asking for, I don't think, because he hasn't proven it or earned it yet. Mm. But the fact of the matter is that he's either not able to do it or he's not willing to, guys. And in my opinion, he's got the athletic ability. That tells me maybe he's stubborn. Maybe he's not putting in the work. Maybe there's some reason why he's getting other people are rebounding better than him or shooting better than him. But if he doesn't do the one thing we all know he likes to do, which is drive downhill and score at the basket, what else is he doing? He's not an amazing defender right now. He could be, but he's not. Mm. He's not an amazing three-point shooter. He could be, but he's not. So if he doesn't do that one thing that we all know he does really, really well, if he's off, which he is, like two out of three times, he's not that player in that game. I mean, you go out there and you get somebody who is. I would have loved, I mean, I don't know if Cam Johnson was somebody the Warriors ever had a chance of getting. But when I see Denver go and get him, that to me, right, that's the only player that I'm seeing this whole thing where I'm like, I wish they had pushed for him, you know?
Yeah, appreciate it, Trev. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's something I can't quite put my finger on it, but you see all the movement and the players who ended up where they ended up and the money that they got, and it's dawning on me that we maybe we underestimated how handcuffed they've been or they were this offseason. You know, you know, for the life of me, it just felt like it was going to be hard to get these. I mean, Mike Dunleavy essentially said it's almost impossible that we're going to be able to get a player in here that makes $50 million. Okay, so all the superstars are kind of off the table if that's the case.
Well, because you got yours a bit early with Butler.
Exactly. And I also think that's another thing where some fans are being a little short-sighted.
Wow.
Like, you got Butler at the trade deadline. When you got Butler at the trade deadline, you acknowledge that, you know what? It's kind of our guy. And by getting Butler and extending Butler, we're acknowledging we're not going to be able to be a big player in free agency for a few reasons. One is we don't have money. Two is there's not a lot of great free agents out there this year.
You know what? I think you just hit it out the park. And I don't think you were talking to me, but I'll put myself in that line because I have no problems with being wrong. I master it. But at the end of the day, Stani, they're present under the tree. They got to open early. It was Jimmy Butler. And if I'm up here fat mouthing, which I've been doing, and I stand on it, 10 toes down, that they could have beat Minnesota had Curry remained healthy. So let me stay optimistic and proactive. And if you do run this back, obviously you got to fill a void left by Lunica and GP2 possibly. So when the dust settles, Stani, I hope Kuminga's still a Warrior. I do believe, and I can't wait to watch it kind of play out in regard to, is his role kind of still the same? What's the cost? Is he playing one and done? And with that said, if somehow they get Horford and they run it back, you are right. They are better if you swap out Horford and Looney. So I felt like what you just said, and it wasn't intended to me, it kind of hit that we got our gift before free agency.
Do you feel better?
I do. And I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But how now you got to go Horford. Now you just said the Lakers are in the front running. So I am worried about Looney.
Like, how do the Warriors get Horford? Is my question.
Well, what did he make last year?
Well, I don't even know if the damn guy's a free agent.
He is.
Yeah. Okay.
They'd use the mid-level, like the 5.7.
Look at him. Tito and his wife, Anna, tweets a lot.
So you want Al Horford.
Is that scary? I know his wife's name.
To take 5.7 from the Warriors.
And turn down Luka and LeBron. and all those shots. Well, Curry and Butler are getting some shots.
I mean, I almost, what if I told you I want Horford?
I wouldn't be mad at you.
I want him to shatter the all-time record for oldest team in the history of sports. Why not? And then I love Evans. See if you can get DeRozan for Kuminga. Let's just go all in. Seriously. Team old folks home. Let's do it.
ARP on the jersey, man.
TC's in the city. Hey, TC. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to help you out, Steiny, with a little explanation on Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay.
I just got to thinking, the basics of basketball when you first start learning basketball is run the floor, pass the ball, dribble, and rebound. You could do those four things and play the whole game without scoring a point. You only need to score a point to win. In Steve Kerr's exit interviews with Will and Dibbs, he said, all I'm asking of Jonathan is to run the floor, pass the ball, find a body, and rebound. I got to thinking, those are the four basics of basketball.
Yes.
And if you didn't work on those over the past couple of summers, right, those are just the basics. The great players do those four basics great. The Hall of Fame players do those four basics greater than great. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, take away the shooting. What do they do the best? If you compare Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan and take away the scoring, does Jonathan run the floor better than, does he pass the ball better? Does he rebound better? Right? Those are all the basics that the team is just asking Jonathan to do. And if he could do those things great, he would be a superstar on our team.
Well said, TC. Well,
no doubt.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah. I get it.
I mean, somebody's come up with the Olden State Warriors, right? That's out there, right?
Or the Golden Age Warriors?
I'm not mad at that one, but the Olden, we got to shout out who that is. That could be yours. I've never heard that.
This has to be out there. It was an easy one. Olden State.
Evan, I don't believe I've never heard that. What? We'll see.
They're going to be all right.
Yeah. We need Thundercats.
Man. Can you?
Never mind. Julius Randle is a Thundercat.
He resigned with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, he got his bread.
My guy, A-Rod, shelling out a lot of money in Minnesota. And they ain't moving the team.
Not for Nah.
Huh?
Nikhil. Gone.
Somebody had to be sacrificed.
Yeah, I'm
but we
with
like
you.
The one we got to get on. We gave up Luke Garza. We don't have Garza anymore
because your guy. I think he's long in the tooth.
Brought back Ingles,
but Steph's not, and Jimmy's not, and Draymond's not, and Horford's not. But you're going to pick the one guy on Minnesota who's 37.
To here yet? He ain't here yet. Lakers in the front running. God, they need a center bad, right?
Who?
Lakers.
Man. Not as bad as the Warriors, right?
We got
Post. That's right.
I said TJD before Post, and I love Post. It's TJD.
What about him?
He has the junk in the trunk. He's the dude that can block shots and kind of control the paint. Come on now.
Let me ask you something. If Trayce Jackson-Davis starts next year, just
I'm not.
How many centers are better than him of the 30 teams?
This team has won titles with Bogut.
Oh my God!
Nine. I love Bogut.
Oh my God!
On the back nine.
Oh my God!
Zaza.
Did you just compare?
And what's my guy's name? Abonte's partner, Fetsis. It would add two if he didn't foul Bron.
And this is you know what? And I'm not going to be mean about it.
No, we need.
I'm not
going to
be mean.
We have no show if you're not mean.
I'm just going to point it out. Way to go, Goo. No, you're right. Great comparison. What a comparison. Trace Jackson Davis and Andrew Bogut. Well, that's just a wonderful comparison.
I didn't.
How did I not think of that?
God,
I mean, goodness, wow. Yes, I see it. You got one of the best passing centers in the history of the game. Let's compare him to Trace Jackson Davis.
No, nobody did that, but this is why you rub off on people in the YouTube chat. Nathan Hyatt, go take a playoff, please. So I think that they're backing you. I didn't say that, and you're mixing words and making it sound like I said that. My point is they've won titles without Kareem at center.
They've never had a center as lousy as Trace Jackson. Laugh at Zaza all you want.
No, I'm not.
You realize he's way better than Trace Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. And screen setting is what Bogut and he did incredibly.
That really doesn't matter.
But I didn't. Don't
he
make
blocked
me...
Wembanyama once. No, he dunked on Wembanyama. So that let's pay him the max.
That he did, dude.
Yeah. And
facial.
People still living off it.
Hey. Yeah.
Troy Murphy once dunked on Dale Davis. What'd that get him?
Yeah.
Alex in Chicago. Hey, Alex. How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
y'all hear me well?
Yep. Yeah.
Well. Yo. So my question, man, what's the situation with DeAndre Ayton? Is he like not attainable or like?
I think he's attainable.
You think he's attainable? Is it possible that they could, you know, possibly sign him or something like that? Or is it like he wants like $30 million or some junk like that?
I mean, if they bought him out, he's going to make most of the money that he made anyway. So I think he's just available to the highest bidder.
And I want him so bad, but I read an article caller from the Shy that said he was not a good teammate, man. And he wasn't a good, you know, he ran the asylum. And that's why I said, oh, that's probably why he got bought out. But as far as what he can do, I'm dreaming the Warriors could get a guy like that.
Oh, my God, man. And here's the thing. So he was in Portland. Portland is not a great basketball team. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he still gave you, according to his stats, he still gave you a double-double as far as what he averaged or really close to a double-double. So when I think about him, I think about a Kevon Looney, but more scoring.
Oh.
And he's more quicker, you know, with lateral movement and things. I just think about a guy that can come in and, you know, really feel that paint issue. Will it get us over the hump? No, I'm not saying it's going, we're going to get to the finals and all of that. But we will be better than we were last year. And where we were last year was relatively decent. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my situation with Kevon Looney, man, hats off to Kevon Looney. Love Kevon Looney. You know, great Warrior. Did what he did, won the championships. I'm kind of glad we moved on and allowed him to, you know, go off and get his money. Because the situation with Kevon Looney, even though we had to keep going back to him, we still was at a very hard disadvantage, you know, with his size and his ability to move with quickness. Al Horford, he's still 6'9". We want to get hype about him because he can knock down a three. And this is my thing. This is my last thing, man. We need to bring guys into this organization that does their role very well. Not necessarily this versatile situation where it's like, oh, I got a center and he can shoot a three too. Like, we need to kind of get away from that. We need to bring guys in that's going to play their position well. And do well at doing what they do best. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm the Golden State organization, I'm trying to get DeAndre Ayton.
My man. Here.
Please let the Lakers sign him. Please, man. Brooks is off the board. Guys are getting signed. Let's just get the man. Do what we need to do to get him. And that's all I had to say, man.
And he
that's
played the Kerr's alma mater, Steiny.
So I would
the
imagine
Cats.
Yeah, so I'd imagine Kerr knows him pretty well.
Yeah, at 6 a.m, I'm reading like, oh boy.
You do realize that if one guy says one thing, Ayton will never play here. All Draymond Green has to say is, he stinks. And he'll never play here.
Yeah, but it's funny, right? What we do, everybody has an opinion, and nobody's right or wrong. Well, I am most of the time wrong, but We had a caller, or was it you, that said, that's what we need to get away from, specialist. And then we got a guy saying, no, come in, know your role, master your role, and then the greater good of the team will take off. But, man, Steiny, again, you said it. We got our treasure or our present earlier than others. Championships are not won in free agency, but I need to find out if Gary Payton II is no longer here in Golden State. And there, you scoff.
He's
our best on-ball defender. Not going to ignore that. Looney, they chose to play him 15. He's obviously more than capable of doing that. I can't ignore all the times he's kept possessions alive. He's going to do that for his new team. So there need to be moves around the edges. Put the rat on the table, brought to you by Axel.
Why didn't the Warriors keep Looney if he was so important?
Maybe they wanted to free him.
He took exactly the same amount of money he took last year.
$8 million,
right? 2 for 8. No, 2 for 16.
Yeah, that's what he got.
I thought he made the vet min last year.
Thought he made 8-ish.
But now I need to go to you, resident Warrior guy. Hey, Steiny, you can talk all you want about Ayton, but at least he doesn't get hurt while he sleep. Who does that apply? What Warrior center?
Bogut.
Oh,
remember the fraud, Mark Jackson?
Oh,
tried to stick it to Bogut,
yeah.
And Bogut wasn't having it.
That'll be in the doc.
Mark Jackson.
Hey.
What about, what did Looney make last year?
No, he did make 8. It was the last year of his deal. But they were not going to go anywhere close to that. Just like Gary was making $9 million. Yeah. And they're not going to go anywhere close to that.
Yep. Al Horford.
Might be a Laker.
DeAndre Ayton.
I mean, man. I'm just the guy, Steiny, that... Yeah. I don't think you or Evan, even yesterday while we ran shop, while you weren't here, he never once talked about Ayton's talent. It's his lack of motor. And then what I'm reading today, and I'm pro Ayton, and I'm bringing it to the table, the stuff that he was doing off the floor. But, Steiny, I would rather that be the problem than the talent. And a culture like this, him being, if you want to think he's been humbled.
I'm done with that now.
You're done?
I'm done with this. The culture.
Yeah.
How's the culture working for Kuminga? How'd it work for Kelly Oubre?
Well,
how'd it work for Clay at the end? How'd it work for Durant and Joy? The culture is like 4 guys. Lacob, Kerr, Steph, and Draymond. That's the culture.
Well,
and you better fit into that culture, but we don't have a lot of use for you.
Yeah. I do wonder their relationship, if they have one.
Who?
Ayton and Kerr.
Ayton and Kerr.
Both being from the same area.
All right.
I'll just saying.
I'll just put the rat on the table. Tom Tolbert's YouTube page. He was asked about Ayton. Tom Tolbert went to Arizona. Tom Tolbert's best friends with Steve Kerr. And Tolbert goes, yeah, I'm not an Ayton fan.
I heard.
So
he never once said it was about the game. He said, you watch him in the workout, you're like, wow. But he plays like a wing.
Well, I just...
Yeah, 7-1 wing. But I don't know if... I'm being real right now, Steiny. With Kuminga and just whatever you want to describe his situation, would you say the Warriors are desperate? Are they a desperate overall basketball club right now if you're looking at them trying to win another championship? On Tuesday, would you say on July 1st, are they desperate? And there's nothing wrong sometimes being desperate when you have a plan.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Desperate for what?
Talent.
Yes, they're desperate for talent. Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is...
Or more talent.
What is this mythical title that we're talking about? You know what I mean? Are they desperate? Yeah, they're beyond desperate if their goal is to win a title next year. Like, wake up, people.
Well, no, I'm just saying wake up to the, had that hammy not blown.
Okay.
There's no telling.
Okay.
I would feel and we would know vividly how close we were to either getting to the Western Conference Finals or losing the Western Conference Finals.
All right, so let's say you beat you beat Minnesota and I'm just telling you the Thunder sweep you. How close do you feel?
Then maybe we're just a piece away. And I would feel a whole lot better than I do now, obviously, with the way that it played out.
Steiny, is there anything you like about the Warriors? I can't stand the position they're in. And
but they created.
If you're not liking the position they're in either, you should have been incensed 2 or 3 years ago. Because all roads have led to this spot. They just have. And now your payroll's off the charts. You've got to genuflect and make the sign of the cross that your 3 36-year-olds somehow stay healthy.
And now you might be bringing a 39-year-old here. But age is only a number, partner.
Yeah. Yeah, was it only a number when Steph Curry came up lame in the
you've been waiting gimpy? 13 years to say that. That's never.
What about Jimmy Butler? What about Draymond wearing down?
He failed.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Planning a road trip? Tahoe? Napa? Down the coast? Make your first stop, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before the snacks are even packed. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.